Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with I don't want to work is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Thank you for tuning into this episode, the last episode of the year 2019, and this is Expressive Espresso. I'm your host, Alexis DeAngicoli. On this special edition, the Christmas episode, I wanted to discuss several myths about self-employment, and I just wanted to give a quick overview about being a full-time entrepreneur. You may dream about being self-employed, but feel like you don't have the money, knowledge, or skills to get a business going. And your concerns might be unfounded and grounded in some of the common myths about self-employment. We're going to explore those myths in a second, but first I want to discuss making decisions. And whether that decision is to... It could be as small as purchasing an item or keeping a budget for your business or your side hustle. As we reflect today and the remaining days of 2019 going into 2020, making smart decisions is important. But how should you make those decisions? Most people are lured away from wiser decisions by options that feel good in the short term. Some ideas to keep in mind is 1, know your values. Know what is important to you. 2, know your objectives. What are you trying to accomplish? Which option available to you brings you closer to achieving your objectives? Which option takes you further from accomplishing your goals? Like I said, this is the end of 2019 and we're going into New Year's resolutions. So just keep that in mind when making decisions. 3, rely on your experience. You've experienced a lot in your life, whether you're young or old, and you have had the chance to learn a lot. Use that knowledge and experience to make more effective decisions. Over time, everyone should be making better decisions because they have more knowledge and experience. 4, gather more information if necessary. You don't know everything, so there are times when you'll need to seek out additional information. The more you know, the better your decisions can be. 5, pull the trigger. There comes a time when you need to stop researching and start doing something, which is take action. Give yourself a deadline to make a decision and stick to it. Making a big decision can be a big relief while putting off decisions is stressful. Being indecisive puts a serious load on your brain. Decisions have the ability to completely change the direction of your life. Give each decision you make the respect it deserves. But make your decisions quickly. When you know your values and goals, most decisions are quite easy to make. Remind yourself of the consequences of failing to make a decision, and you'll be more motivated to just decide and move forward. So as that comes before explaining the 8 myths of self-employment, let's start to expose those myths for what they really are. 1, self-employed means working long hours. Many people who work for themselves do work long hours, but this is frequently a choice. They simply love what they do. Of course, you're not going to love what you do every day. You're just not. There's the monotony of, you know, doing invoices and reaching out to customers and stuff like that. You're going to have your days. There's going to be days when you're not going to love it. Many people start businesses that generate income even while they aren't working. If you choose to have a business that includes passive reoccurring income, you won't necessarily have to put in a lot of time working once you get it going. So for example, choosing a business that includes passive income would be like the book Sip This Hustle. I was going to say about 6 months, but it took about 3 months. But with those first 3 months, it was a lot of work. It was very, very challenging. My husband and I realized that you put that work in the beginning up front, right? A lot of work, a lot of hours, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of waking up early, things like that. But the payoff is being able to sleep while making money. So in turn, that's why I created this one stream of passive income, because it doesn't require me to be there. Honestly, that's the advantage of having full-time career, because that full-time income helps supplement those upfront costs. And now the passive income later, after the book launch on January 8th, I can enjoy the fruits of my labor years to come from now. Two, let's think about this. Being an employee is risky. Employees get laid off all the time. And what if you need to raise some extra cash quickly? That's tough to do when you're working for someone else and your income is fixed. Being self-employed gives you more control over your income and the assets of the business. Control helps reduce risk. Third point of self-employment means putting all your eggs in one basket. If you're an employee, how many customers do you have to lose in order to lose your paycheck? Usually just one. Your boss or his boss. But if you have a bunch of customers or clients, they all have to fire you for you to lose all of your income with your side hustle or your business. Four, self-employment equals stress. Now, when you work for yourself, you can create whatever work environment you choose. You can have greater stability over the long term, and you have control over your hours. You can also choose a business that isn't inherently stressful. Generally, you can make it whatever you want it to be, which will make your stress level only as high as you find acceptable. Five, being self-employed is lonely. Actually, working for yourself can be a much more sociable lifestyle if you choose. With more flexibility, you can often rearrange your schedule to suit your social life. Also, you can make friends with your clients. When you work for someone else, your coworkers tend to be your social life. Six, self-employment means doing everything yourself. While you're definitely the one that has to ensure that everything gets done, that doesn't mean you have to do everything yourself. Hire people to do the work for you. Your time should be spent growing and expanding the business, not doing the grunt work. And if you need extra help understanding how to delegate your business, I did an episode this season regarding delegating your business. Seven, running your business is complicated. Yes, there is quite a bit to know, but none of it is complicated. There are books and experts available to help you along the way. I mean, we're in the information age. Nothing is overly complex about insurance, payroll, taxes, and bookkeeping. It's just new to you. Plus, you only have to learn the information once. Then you can start as many businesses as you like. And finally, the eighth point is you can't start a business without a lot of money. And that largely just depends on the business. A website and hosting can cost less than $100 a year. Your home phone or cell phone is already paid for as part of your monthly expenses. A tank of gas isn't that expensive, relatively, and Craigslist ads are almost always free. There are a lot of inexpensive ways to start and market a business. Drive around and find clients. Call on the phone. Where there's a will, there's a way. Don't let a bunch of myths stop you from taking the plunge to self-employment, your side hustle, or a full-time business. You can even start a business on the side and continue working your regular job until your new business is bringing in enough income to replace it. Now that you know the truth, what are you going to do? Put a plan into motion and figure out a way to make your dream a reality. There's no time like the present to take control of your life. And as you are enjoying time with family and friends and loved ones, keep in mind 2020 is around the corner and it's time to sip this hustle. Thank you so much for tuning into the last episode of this season. I have been your host, Alexis DeAndre Coley. Next season is going to be truly amazing. I know and I believe it's very important to learn from the mistakes of other entrepreneurs. It's so helpful because you, in turn, as a side hustler or even a full-time entrepreneur, will be motivated to do something differently. And although the next episode will not be live until April 15th, please believe we are working during the off season. So if you have not already signed up for the newsletter, please do on alexis-danju.com. alexis-danju.com. Until we meet again, all of my Expressive Espresso listeners, I hope you have a great year. Be ready, because 2020 is going to be amazing and beyond. Happy holidays.